At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Everyone believes that this is a start, so it's an 11% cut in non-discretionary spending, and we're going to go from there. So we didn't get here all at once. We've gotten here 20 or 40 years, and we are going to bend the curve, bring the debt levels down. I'm a fiscal hawk. I've had a lot of very good meetings with that group, and I think we're all on the same page on how to grow the economy while controlling and bringing down expenses.
Secretary Bessin talking about what this big, beautiful bill is going to do. Of course, he wants to see the job get done. And I think it's important to highlight what he says there. It's taken us decades to get into the deep, deep hole we're in. It's going to take a little time to get out of it. Let's ask an expert how she feels about that. Of course, our friend Taylor Riggs back with us, co-host of The Big Money Show on Fox Business and on X at Riggs Report. Taylor, welcome back to the show. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
So exciting news, or at least if you watch these things in Congress, watching the Senate navigate, getting their version of the big, beautiful bill done. I'm curious of your thoughts on what could be upon the American people economically should what we expect the Senate to pass actually get passed.
Yeah. So, you know, Trump is out over the weekend saying that if this bill does not get passed by the end of the year when this expires, you're looking at a 68% increase in taxes. Nobody wants that. And so I'm trying to go into this thinking, don't let perfect get in the way of good. There are certainly a lot of things about this that I don't love, but is it good enough? Yeah. I mean, do we have to get the bill passed? Yes. I think the last time we spoke, I had some concerns about this feels like a once in a lifetime opportunity to actually cut spending, to get real, real spending cuts, to go back to pre-COVID spending cut levels. And I was really hopeful that we could do that. That's been a little bit of a disappointment where we're slowing the growth of Medicaid, but we're not cutting it. And then I had to realize, well, that's politics. People have to get reelected. And so I don't want that to get in the way of what otherwise is a good bill. And so it is difficult. I think there are some messaging problems from the Republicans. I think, you know, everyone I hear from on the left says, you're cutting Medicaid, people are dying, millions of people are going to lose coverage. All they are asking is to do 20 hours a week, prove that you're working 20 hours a week if you are a able-bodied person. I want to remind people back in 1996, and the Wall Street Journal had a great report out about this earlier, a Republican Congress signed by President Bill Clinton signed off on 30-hour-a-week work requirements for Medicaid. So they are doing less than even what Bill Clinton wanted in 1996. They just need to say that and stop the fear-mongering on the left of you're losing Medicaid coverage and you're going to die, because that's all I'm hearing from the left.
Yeah, it's kind of a scary message that if people don't want to dig into it, as you obviously have done, which is why we're grateful to have you on the show with us. You've got the evidence to back up the opinions that there is an effort being taken by this measure that gets us definitely pointed in the direction where we need to go. You watch the economy and you're focused on business, of course, as a co-host at Fox Business. So I love that you have a focus that's kind of outside of the political realm. But would you say that America has valued, you know, government for the purpose of handouts more than government for the purpose of opportunity for, you know, individual success in this country, which requires people to put their skin in the game and work a little bit to seize as much of that opportunity they can have?
You know, it does. And let me, I mean, I'm stealing this line from Larry Kudlow, who anchors our 4 p.m. show. He worked in the Trump 1.0 office, and I love him. And frankly, work is good for families.
Yes.
It's good for marriages. It's good for self-esteem. It's good for me waking up in the morning and having purpose. It's good for my country. Work is good. It gives me dignity. The Wall Street Journal a couple years ago even had a great story about there's a poor kid growing up in a neighborhood, and most people in that neighborhood are working. He is more likely to climb up the socioeconomic ladder than if he is in a neighborhood where no one is working. So work is good, especially if you're an able-bodied man. I don't want to pay you to stay home and play video games in your mom's basement. Let's work. There is dignity and good self-respect in work. Another thing I'll also say about this bill is growth. Now, I talked to you earlier. Would I have loved to see more spending cuts? Absolutely. But I do have confidence that growth solves a lot of problems. The biggest driver to climbing up the economic ladder is growth, is living in a country where we are growing at 3% GDP, where there's good paying jobs, which, by the way, blue collar jobs are, pay increases are here. Real wages are up on for lowest income Americans. So I'm confident that if you have a pro-growth solution, that solves a lot of our problems. We can grow our way out of debt and deficit. Not as much as I would like, but whatever. I'm not in Congress and I'm not running for re-election, and I'm trying to understand how the ins and outs of politics works, even though I don't always love the economics of it. But growth can solve a lot of our problems. So I'm confident that, again, if this is a pro-growth agenda, people are working, companies are hiring, they're giving raises, they're investing. One of the best parts about this bill is 100% expensing of factory floors. So if you want to come here and build a factory, you get to write that off immediately in year one. So that those are good solutions. My dad's a small business owner, and he sort of is like me. Would I love to see more spending cuts? Yes, but I need the bill to pass more than I want the spending cuts, because I'm a small business owner, and if tax rates go up, I'm dead. Yeah. So that is sort of, I think, the bottom line for a lot of people.
Yeah,
definitely. Taylor, this is Ryan. I really like that you're highlighting some of the optimistic sides, you know, the good things about this bill, because I'm the same way. I'm just like, this is still not cutting enough spending, and I'm yelling it over and over. But there are a lot of great things in this bill. I guess my question for you is, when you look ahead to growth, and you know, Rand Paul will say this, we can't always be just projecting growth to assume that we'll ever balance the budget. But what is that what it is for you, that you think that we actually will grow our way into a position of reducing the national debt at some point?
I'm sort of, I guess, more similar to you. I'd like to see a little bit more of a combination. My worry is at $37 trillion in debt, we can't grow our way out of this problem. We do need to see some measures of austerity. My worry, though, is that in 2008, we were very critical of Obama because he was so austere. And I'm looking at the European Union. Remember Greece, when the EU instilled all those austerity measures after the Greek debt crisis? You're not able to grow when you have austerity. So there is that, where too much austerity would slow growth. So there is a point for me where I actually do want to see growth start to take on debt and deficits. And Larry Kudlow's pointed this out. If I'm tracking debt to GDP, deficit as a percent of GDP. That's a ratio. Ratios go down when the denominator grows. If GDP is in the denominator and that goes from 2 to 3 to 3.5%, my ratio, my debt as a percent of GDP, automatically goes down. Now, do I think that we can grow our way out of a $37 trillion problem? I don't think so, but I think this is a good starting point to making sure that we do get good growth to start tackling the problem.
We're speaking with Taylor Riggs here on the Annie Frye Show. She is the co-host of The Big Money Show on Fox Business. The last question I want to kind of give you an open-ended question about is just the current state of the economy right now, five, six months into President Trump's second term. A lot of things have happened, like conflict in the Middle East, like all of these crazy things are taking place. And we keep saying if this happens, the economy is going to crash. How do you feel about the health of the economy right now?
So 2 points. One, the president just announced that we just pulled in $100 billion in tariff revenue so far this year. So yes, with going back to the supply side and the growth story, we can grow our way out of debt, but we can also, that's at least a full month's payment of interest on our debt, $100 billion. It's not a lot, but hey, we're getting there, right? So right. I like that tariff revenue is pulling in $100 billion this year. That's a great starting point. About the economy. So I know the stock market is not the economy, but we are at record highs. You are up 28% from the lows after Liberation Day, the low that we hit on April 7th. You are 10% higher than where we were exactly on Liberation Day. So had you believed all of the fear mongers, and I had a lot of people on the left text me and say on Liberation Day, I can't believe you blew up the economy because you wanted to build a couple air conditioners and microwaves in your country. Well, I'm up 28% in my portfolio.
I love your text
7.
Messages, Taylor. That's funny. Everybody has their own, but those are great text messages.
Yeah, I have some. I'm in New York City, so I have a lot of friends on the left and a lot of friends on the right.
Yeah.
So my thesis has always been stay the course. You know, I'm confident that this is an administration that does not want to crash the economy. So the stock market is on a tear. That is great news because if you're a teacher, if you're a firefighter, your pension is in the stock market. You are up and you are winning. As long as you didn't listen to the doomsdayers and sell, you never want to sell in times of panic. Now, the economy actually, frankly, is doing pretty well. We're going to get our jobs reports numbers on Thursday. Over 100,000 jobs is trend. So if we get over 100,000, that's good. But the economy is slowing, which is not unusual this late in a business cycle. We haven't had a recession in a couple of years, so you would expect to have one. That being said, second quarter GDP growth looks like it's coming in really strong, 2 to 3%. And inflation is a lot lower this year than it was last year. So I think people are optimistic as well. The Federal Reserve can cut rates, help bring down affordability for people. Everything I hear is that second half of the year looks to be stronger from a market perspective, at least in the first half.
So I said that was my last question, but this is last question part B. You mentioned the Fed chair and rates. Trump has very clear opinions on the Fed chair. Is that politics going back between the two of them, or does the president have a little bit of a leg to stand on when it comes to the history of this Fed chair cutting rates and not cutting them right now? Is there a political motivation?
Choice C, all of the above.
Okay.
People are rightfully upset that Jay Powell did a jumbo 50 basis point rate cut 2 weeks before the election to help the incumbent. That felt very political to a lot of people, and I don't blame them. So the fact that they are not cutting now because they think that they're going to get maybe some tariff inflation that they admit hasn't really shown up yet feels political to a lot of people. Now, do I agree with the president that he puts out on Truth Social today, interest rates should be 1%? No, the economy is too strong for 1%. But the market is telling me that they want about 3.25, not 4.25. So it could be about 1% lower. Look, I think the good news is markets want stability. The president said that they're going to keep Jay Powell in place likely through his term in May. But they're looking at some options, which would be good, so that we know in May who the replacement will be. And markets just want that clarity. And the markets really do not want fighting between the Fed chair and the president because they don't want this to get political.
Perfect. Well, Taylor, you're a treasure here for us. Thank you for being with us and giving us your thoughts. We appreciate you very much.
Of course.
Take care. Bye-bye. Taylor Riggs, co-host of The Big Money Show on Fox Business, at Riggs Report on X. A great follow there. And make sure you catch her on the sister station of Fox News, Fox Business. I like watching Fox Business. I like watching CNBC. They cover the news, but it's really more of an economic angle, even if it's not just all like economy, economy, economy. There seems to be a little bit of a different, calmer tone most of the time.
I completely agree. And I'm surprised that you brought up CNBC because they're not right leaning.
I feel like Fox Business to Fox News is equal to CNBC to MSNBC.
Like toward the middle.
Yeah, just a little less of that, whatever
it's
that is.
It's a little less sensational.
Yeah, which I appreciate.
I do too.
Quick break. When we come back, let's ask Ryan what he thinks about the YouTube live chat poll. Will you be happy to see the big, beautiful bill signed? Yes or no? Ryan will give us his answer when we come back, and we'll read some of your thoughts as well. Go vote. YouTube.com/@AnnieFry and leave a comment if you so choose. We'll be right back.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Is that we're not taking away anybody's Medicaid. We're definitely not taking away anybody's Medicare. What we're doing is we're going up after waste, fraud, and abuse, and there's a heck of a lot of it out there. A lot of budget savings have been found by people really in the House, in the Senate, not just conservatives. Moderates agree that there's a lot of money that can be saved. And the bottom line is that we're, in the end, going to balance this budget, and we've got to balance this budget by getting rid of waste, fraud, and abuse, and we're going to do it.
Okay.
And we've also got all this revenue coming in from the 3% growth, which will be an extra $4 trillion in revenue. We've got $2.8 trillion in tariff revenue coming in as well. So the idea that this is fiscally irresponsible is also incorrect. Okay,
does it sound like Kevin Hassett there needs to sneeze? I want him to get it out.
He always does.
It sounds like this.
That's you. Okay, and then
it just must be
place.
Summer allergies.
He says he wants to get rid of the froth in the center in that clip. Are you in favor?
Yes.
Okay.
Big
no
favorite.
More froth. I'm a froth person.
Oh, no, not in the Senate.
It's the Senate.
Oh, the Senate. Sorry. No, I like froth in a nice frappuccino or something, but I don't like it in my Senate.
Will you be happy to see the big, beautiful bill signed? Our YouTube live chat poll, Ryan, yes or no?
No, I will not. Not if it's this bill. I was very, very like, hold my nose, vote for Mitt Romney on the House version. And this version is worse. It still does a lot of good things. I don't want to like gloss over that, but it's just so big and there's so many carve outs.
What are the carve outs that you don't like?
The one in particular, man, give me a break. Lisa Murkowski out of Alaska. Apparently, I'm reading from the New York Times here, a provision allowing individuals in non-contiguous states to be exempt from enforcing new work requirements on SNAP. So they're going to reform SNAP and who gets it, except in non-contiguous states like Alaska.
And Hawaii. They're only
and
two.
Hawaii. That's ridiculous. And that's the kind of crap that Republican senators are doing right now. Every senator does this, but when you're doing it at the expense, like the bill has more than doubled the amount it's going to put toward the debt. And I just can't get behind it. Like Taylor Riggs said, I had a lot of hope coming in that when you elect
Taylor said pass the bill, for the record.
She did. She did.
So but don't be appropriating Taylor's opinion to your no.
Oh, she was optimistic about the growth. And I'm listening to that. I understand that. And a lot of the stuff in this is good. And it's better than the current bill we're under. So in that sense, that's all good.
Okay, new question. If this bill gets passed, will America be in a better position than they were before the bill?
That's 100%. There's no doubt about that. So that's not even a question. The bill that we're operating under right now from Democrats, from Joe Biden and from Democrat Congress mostly, is way worse than this bill, even the bad version that I think the Senate is passing. Mm. So there's no question that it'll be better. It's just if this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity where you have Trump 2.0, you could say 3.0 in a way. Trump coming back, I'm going to bulldoze everything. And he's doing it. But this is the one area where you thought maybe we actually would see a balanced budget. You just played the clip from Kevin Hassett. He says he still thinks we'll get there through waste, fraud, and abuse. If that's true, bravo, fantastic. I'm so glad that we're even talking about it, because that's my concern as we gotten to the point where we don't even talk about a balanced budget.
That was... that's what Hassett said there, right? He's like, the balanced budget is the goal.
That's what he said.
Isn't this an enormous step in that direction?
It's a step in that direction. It was a huge step in that direction with the House version, because it cut it from, and I'm just looking short term. Everybody does the 10-year projections. I hate those, because you get a new Congress in, they do something different.
Or a new president. Like right now, we're swinging between populist, super capitalist, and socialist communist.
Yes, so we're all over the map, and we have Republican majority in both sides of both chambers, and we're at a point now where the House was going to pass a bill that added $500 billion in the first year to the national debt. That's still too much, but it was a good bill. The Senate has now more than doubled that to where most estimates say they're going to add $1.3 trillion to the national debt in the first year. So it's just too big. They're adding too many things to the House version, which already didn't balance it.
Donald Trump sat down with Maria Bartiromo and just reflected. Last week was a crazy, crazy week. Going back to the Friday, two Fridays before when... two Saturdays before, where you're sitting at your graduation barbecue or wherever you were that weekend, and all of a sudden you get the alert, and it's like, hey, the United States bombed Iran. And you stop what you're doing, and you're like, what does that mean? Need details immediately. In that moment, when you first read that headline, you were thinking in your head, at least reflexively, that, you know, the time, the moment we're sitting in right now could look very, very differently than it does right now.
President, you were just coming off of one of the most consequential weeks anybody has ever seen, from striking Iran to going to NATO to announcing two deals and then the Supreme Court victory. Have you been able to digest what has occurred in the last 7 days?
Not really. It was pretty wild period of time. And I really think in 6 months, we've taken the country and turned it around. It's I was told by the King of Saudi Arabia, by the leader of Qatar and the leader of UAE, when we went over there, we brought back $5.1 trillion investment into the United States. They said, you know, you're presiding now over the hottest country in the world. And a year ago, we thought your country was dead. It could never come back. It was so incompetently run by a very bad president. And I said, you're right. This country is hot. And that was a couple of months ago. You know, now we're talking about what we've done recently. So the country is really going. The numbers are great. I watch you in the mornings, and you're giving those numbers, and they're really good. No inflation. We have a bad Fed chairman. But other than that, we have, you know, great. It doesn't even matter. The numbers are so good. It doesn't matter that he keeps the rates artificially high. But it's been an amazing period of time.
It has been an amazing period of time. I think everybody feels that. And even for the people, you can look at the opponents of what's happening right now and see what they stand for. And you're like, not interested in that. No, thank you. That looks nuts. We're going to speak with Hogan Gidley when we come back. He's America First Policy Institute's senior advisor for communications. And I want to ask him something very specifically catered to Hogan Gidley, because Hogan Gidley has been a part of the Make America Great Again movement really since near the very beginning. How has Donald Trump affected, transformed, changed, and established what the Republican Party is right now? Somebody with a front row seat, Hogan Gidley, joins us next to answer that question. Don't go away.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show. The Annie Fry Show is streaming online. Watch us live on YouTube and subscribe.
Back to when we had it made. Every Friday night when the sun went down, we'd be running them streets like we owned the town. And I just
welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. That beat right there is kind of the beat of this Trump administration, it seems. It's upbeat, it's forward-looking, it's driving, and everybody is waiting to see what this guy is going to be able to do next with his second term. Somebody who has been along for the ride for quite some time and has watched the transformation of the Republican Party under Donald Trump from a front row, Hogan Gidley joins us now. He's the America First Policy Institute's Senior Advisor for Communications, also the former National Press Secretary for the Trump campaign. Hogan, welcome back to the show. Thanks for being with us.
Great to be with you, Annie. I really appreciate the time.
Well, I want to ask you just your personal experience of how close you've been with this man and with this mission, the MAGA mission, the America First. You know, you work for the America First Policy Institute now. What have you witnessed this man do to the Republican Party and therefore America, the country itself?
Well, you know, interestingly enough, this isn't the first person I've kind of worked for with this mindset. And I would argue this kind of started back in 08 with Mike Huckabee when he ran for president, almost became the nominee as people were starting to really become unsettled, upset with the mainstream Republican agenda, with the America last mentality of so many people who were running for office who were office holders. And then I was comms director for Rick Santorum, who won 13 states against Mitt Romney, almost became the nominee too. And then Donald Trump came along and was able to weaponize the anger and the frustration of millions of Americans, not just on the Republican side, but in the middle and on the left too. And I watched him do it in a way that, you know, the experts said couldn't happen, wouldn't happen. And Donald Trump was able to coalesce. And he's often credited with the wrong thing. People say he destroyed or he killed politics. He's not the murderer. He's the coroner. It was already destroyed. And he showed up and said, look, this is dead, and we're going to do things a different way because the American people deserve better. They deserve a leader that focuses on the principles and the priorities that we need in our country first. We'll worry about the rest of the world, too. Don't get me wrong. But what happens in my mind and my administration will be focusing on the American people. So he's done an outstanding job doing that the first time around. With 93-94% negative news coverage, a Russia collusion lie that was hanging over the administration. We had to answer for everybody's personal life in the administration, too. The whole thing was crazy. Now he comes back in with more wisdom, more discernment, you know, because let's be honest, being president of the United States is a job that really has no equal. It's brand new.
Yeah.
So he comes in and does some amazing stuff, and he's doing even more. Even more now.
Yeah.
It's fascinating.
I agree so much that he's been able to pick something up that was really, it's from the American people. That's what I appreciate so much. And Huckabee yep. and Santorum, I remember watching both of their campaigns and being able to feel, you know, you always question the electability of everybody. That's the job of the primary to make sure that, okay, this guy's got great ideas, sure. can they win? You need them to be able to win. But it really does seem, I think it's probably what drives the aggressive progressive so crazy is that he's kind of, Donald Trump, this billionaire businessman who's been on television, he's a celebrity and everything. He's really, at least politically, of the people. And that's how you beat everything that's been thrown up against him, because he has successfully connected himself and reflected the American people, because it seems as though the American people are the ones who have been under attack by the aggressive socialist driven left for the last decades.
Well, of course, but also so many politicians try to paint themselves as something they think the electorate wants instead of just being who they are. I mean, AOC is not from the Bronx. She's from a wealthy, affluent part of New York. The guy who was the mayoral candidate on the Democrat side.
I'm
not talking about how downtrodden he is. I mean, his parents are millionaires. One's a professor. One's a Hollywood elite. Like, what is he talking about? Mitt Romney, for heaven's sakes, on our side. I'm one of you guys. I'm just a blue collar. Watch me roll up my sleeves and shoot varmints and do all these things.
It's like,
and it was like, you have multiple homes. You have a car elevator in your house and you have a dancing horse named Rafalka in the Olympics. What do you mean you're just like us? Just own it.
Yeah.
And Trump came out and was like, hey, yeah, I'm from New York. I'm bawdy. I'm brash. Punch me. I'm going to punch back harder. But you're rich. Are you out of touch? No. I think the American people understand they want to be rich, too. And I want to help them get there. Hmm. They can you know, use these policies to make their lives better by getting more of their own money, following the tracks of other people who are smart enough to game the system, do it the right way. He knew all those things, and he imparted that on the American people, and it was just such a refreshing change. He said all the things people thought but that no one would say. He made no apologies for it, and I've said on your show before, take away his executive orders, change all the policies through legislative bill text or votes in the House and the Senate. What you have is something Donald Trump gave us that cannot be taken away, and that is he told Republicans it's okay to fight back.
Yes.
You can say no. He didn't come in and whine about the media like Mitt Romney or anybody else, and I'm not getting a fair shake. He came out and said, you're all fake, you're all liars, here's the truth. And it resonated with a lot of folks and still resonates today. And you can tell this time around how much more fun Donald Trump is having, too.
Yeah.
Just enjoying himself accomplishing the things the American people elected him to do.
Well, Hogan Gidley here with the America First Policy Institute. I really want to know where America First goes from Donald Trump. We'll have to start thinking that thought more sincerely and deeply soon. But
yep.
What I hear you saying Donald Trump is, it's not what he is, it's the fact that he is who he is. So it seems to me like a genuineness is what needs to be taken, the lesson that needs to be learned from Donald Trump. You don't have to be like Donald Trump. You just have to be a real person who connects to the American people. How do you keep this thing going and broaden it after Donald Trump?
It's going to be very difficult. I will tell you, just from a nuts and bolts standpoint, you win elections getting out and door knocking and doing the hard work, the non-sexy part of politics. And there has never been in my lifetime, and I don't think there ever will be, a natural driver of voter turnout than Donald Trump. People came to the poll. I mean, the only demographic Donald Trump lost ground with in this last election was whites. He did it by less than 1%. Blacks, Hispanics, Asian Americans all went up higher for him the second time around, the third time around, rather. So he has an innate ability to connect with so many. And the next politician, and listen, I'll just name a few, whether it's J.D. Vance, whether it's Sarah Sanders, whether it's Marco Rubio, all those people have skills and talents, and they are all would be incredible presence, definitely miles better than anything the left has to offer. But they aren't Donald Trump. And what you have to be careful of is mimicking, you know, the GOAT too much. Okay.
Yes.
We all can't do it like Trump. And so when I see politicians trying to kind of push back in the way Donald Trump, you can't do it the same way. Be who you are. It goes back to the authenticity piece of it. You can be MAGA, but you aren't Donald Trump. Don't try to be. And so any politician running in the next several years for president needs to understand while they're going to want MAGA, the MAGA base, and the MAGA base will most likely be fractured in a primary, which is natural and that's healthy and that's fine. The candidate who's going to emerge is the one who's going to take the mantle from Trump, take all of the good things, but also say, I can't be Donald Trump, but here's who I am. And the principles and the policies are all the same. I'm going to push these for you. I'm going to carry it forward. And we're going to have new stuff that we do for you, too, that makes your life even better, that builds on top of what Donald Trump was able to accomplish. That's who I think is going to really emerge.
Oh, it's going to be very wild to watch. And I hope that the policies that Donald Trump will hopefully be able to, you know, enormous successes on the scoreboard that we can use to hand off. It's never that simple, of course, in politics, but I hope that it will be. Last question. We're with Hogan Gidley right now. I'm wondering about Mamdani, the New York City candidate. We're hearing a ton about it in the national news, of course. We're here in St. Louis, Missouri, so a far cry from where we are, how this will be affected. But it does seem like Mamdani is the leading discussion of the Democratic Party right now. I'm curious if you think Donald Trump will get involved in that election at all, campaign against him, or utilize him as a poster boy for today's Democrats.
I don't know, but he loves New York, and New York is kind of like the capital of capitals, if you will, in this country. I can't imagine they would elect somebody like this who is an avowed communist, who is someone who wants to try and attack the wage earners that make the tax base possible for the city of New York to even exist. I'm interested to see how it goes, because remember, he largely won. He didn't win working class people in New York. He won older white affluent people in New York. Did Mamdani. So now he's coming out and saying, I'm going to tax them into oblivion. How's that going to work? Are you going to get the lower to middle class doing that? Maybe, but they didn't vote for him the first time. So what does it do for Eric Adams? What does it do for another candidate who, if Cuomo decides to jump in? I don't know the answers to this, but Trump will be involved in some form or fashion, because he just can't not be. He loves the city of New York too much, and he wants America. You know, one of our gateway cities is New York. He wants that to be a strong place. He wants to be a safe place, a secure place. And so I've yet to see anything out of this Mamdani that let me put it like this. You just said, is Trump going to make him the poster boy? The Democrats are making him the poster boy.
True.
Trump doesn't have to make him the poster boy. That's what they want. They're gravitating toward policies that didn't just lose them the last election. They ruined people's lives for 4 years under Joe Biden. They're making it worse. And for whatever reason, you know, it's that H.L. Mencken quote that says, democracy is the idea that the common people know what they want and they deserve to get it good and hard. Well, New York is going to get some of that sweet, sweet democracy good and hard if they elect this guy. And all those people start to leave and the city gets worse. You know, that's what they voted for, and that's what they're going to get.
Yeah. Yeah. Very well said. Very well said. Hogan Gidley, thank you for being with us today. We're grateful to have some of your time. Hope you'll come back soon.
Anytime.
Take care.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Bye.
Hogan Gidley, the senior advisor for communications with the America First Policy Institute. It is a very interesting thought exercise to consider what happens after Donald Trump and the Republican Party. And I imagine Donald Trump will want to have a large amount of influence and in where it goes from there. And just think of all of the people who have been A1 enemies of Donald Trump in politics who are now like very, very close allies and vice versa. You never know where this is going to go. Let's take a quick break. Ryan Wiggins back in studio with us. When we come back, we need your thoughts on the YouTube live chat poll. Will you be happy to see the big, beautiful bill signed? Yes or no? We're excited to tell you that we're going to have texting available to you soon, so you can text us your thoughts and vote in the YouTube live chat poll. So stay tuned for that information. Michael says, hope the BBB passes for all Americans. Christopher says, no. Immediate yes when I see rescissions bills that cut DOGE findings. Once more DOGE cuts. That's got to go as a second step to this. Chewy says, don't pass it. It doesn't go far enough. The Republicans need to play the Democrat rules. Let us know what you think. Annie Fry YouTube channel. We'll be right back. A reminder, you can stream the Annie Fry Show all at 97.1 FM Talk anytime, anywhere on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Download it. Live on it. Don't ever turn it off. Just keep it near your heart. Like it's TikTok.
Oh, did you say TikTok?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my gosh. I have a story about TikTok. What are the chances, Ethan?
The professionalism on this show is unmatched.
Pretty darn low.
Trump says he's got a buyer for TikTok.
Are you on TikTok, Ethan?
Nope. I was for a few months when it was really big during COVID, and I was like, this is unhealthy. I'm on this all the time.
Did it felt unhealthy for you?
Yes.
And you cut yourself off?
I did.
So mature.
Are you on TikTok?
Nope.
Are you on Instagram?
I exist there.
Are they basically the same thing?
I don't ever look
at
Instagram.
No.
I thought they were very similar, just quick videos, right? Boom, 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 boom.
Instagram is not video-based. It has
now,
videos.
Now, all of these social media pages have been influenced heavily by TikTok. Instagram has that style of video that you can go and look at now. So does Facebook, though. So, I mean, but
everything. YouTube.
Correct. But none of them are entirely like
can
TikTok.
Can you post pictures on TikTok?
I don't think so.
Like, TikTok is the destination for quick, snappy videos.
Yeah.
Correct. And do your little dance.
The only thing that I know that about TikTok is that the president said it's going to be bought by very, very wealthy people.
Is there an alternative?
I would have thought my neighbor would have bought it, you know? He's got a nice house. It's a ranch. Here's the kind of thing that you're going to miss out on TikTok, though.
It's a ranch.
Is that a sign of wealth?
Oh, yeah.
A ranch?
Oh, if you got a brick ranch these days.
Like he makes ranch? Like
no.
Dressing?
No, no. Just a ranch-style home. And not he's, he doesn't live on a ranch either.
You're saying that a brick ranch is an indicative of wealth to you.
If I drive by a brick ranch.
Do you ever go through like those mid-century modern areas? It's just like.
I can't.
The houses that they're only in the gate.
They won't let me in the gate, and they're too wealthy.
And the restraining order.
I think these people must own Facebook. But the ranch people, those are TikTok people.
Make you feel poor.
Oh, my God.
Here's what you're going to miss out on TikTok if it goes away. Real story today from USA Today. TikTok hates those who are chronically late. Is time blindness real? Have you ever heard of time blindness?
No.
I'm pretty sure I did a Wicked's America when you were gone on.
Yes, it is. It's basically you're late all the time, and you say, well, but I've got time blindness.
I got words. No.
Thank God TikTok's going to stay around.
I have a condition. I'm time blind, and nobody respects me for it. Yeah, it's because you're late!
I will say this. TikTok is actually against time blindness in this debate, though. They think it's stupid.
Wow, there's still hope.
There's still hope. You being chronically late and wasting people's time and having poor time management skills isn't a quirky personality trait.
Amen.
Isn't that awesome?
I'm signing up for TikTok right now.
Me too. It's going to be owned by very, very wealthy people.
In ranches. Single story homes.
Possibly single story brick ranches in Collinsville.
Possibly brick, at least on the front. Hey, go on my Facebook page right now, the show Facebook page, and tell me what I should know about building a home. Yes, in Illinois. You can go on there and tell me not to build in Illinois because the politics suck. You are not informing me of something that I have not already been aware of. Like,
the governor did what?
I'm 41 years old, lived every day of my life at an address tied to Illinois. And people are like, have you seen the politics over there? And I'm like, no, I have no idea. How did you find my Facebook page? I want to build a home. I don't know where to start. Give me your advice on the Annie Fry Show Facebook page. Join us over there while you're at it. Let's take a quick break, the 2 o'clock hour, and Ethan's got another local news segment coming up. Pretty excited about that. We'll be right back.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio?
try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.